RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Herbert fakes the give, rolls out to the right, throws back to the left side, and Lassiter has the pick at the 10-yard line. Plucked it out of the air. INT for Kamari.
This defense is playing out of its mind. It's playing playoff football. The offense now has to match what the defense is doing. What a play by Lassiter.
Feels like we've been saying that for a long time about these Houston Texans. Andre Ware on the call in the midst of the Texans' 32-12 win in the first round of the playoffs over the LA Chargers last year at NRG Stadium. I'm Paul Gallant. He's Chris Partee. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. We're sitting in for John and for Reggie. We got Colin Neal in for Figgy Fig behind the glass.
Oh, yeah.
Big game for the Texans tomorrow against a Chargers team that is very tough. They have dealt with a lot of injuries this season. They are, with Justin Herbert under center, a team that has a quarterback that can challenge even the best defenses in the league. Maybe not yours. They have a offensive line with some real question marks. They have a weaponry that I think some would probably think is not that great. They got Ladd McConkey. Shout out to Syracuse guy, Aronde Godson Jr. Looking the way that he has been looking out there. Their defense is pretty good. Gets after the quarterback. It's going to be really interesting to see what this Texans team does. I think this is a playoff caliber game. Chargers are in. Texans are in if they win. And the Chargers are thinking, Chris, a whole lot about last year's game where the Texans stuffed them in a locker after a sluggish start, especially offensively.
Yeah. Paul, let me ask you this. And this is about the obviously about the offense. How are you feeling about Woody Marks this season? And I know he's had a good year, good rookie season. But it feels like he gets hurt at some point in every game. How are you feeling about his durability moving forward for this playoff?
That's a good question. He seemed mad that he was taken out of the game where Jawar Jordan played well.
Yeah.
And he missed, of course, the game against the Raiders where Jawar Jordan couldn't do much.
Yeah.
They need him out there. I think his versatility as a running back is his biggest strength. I don't think he's the best running back as far as, you know, handing the ball off to it. But I think as a receiver and as a running back, he's pretty damn capable. This is their Achilles heel on offense. I think we know that C.J. Stroud is capable, but they've had 100-yard rusher all year. It was Jawar Jordan of all people.
Yeah.
It was against the Cardinals, who are
that was like 2 weeks ago.
Defense, right?
Like just towards towards the end of the season, you have your 100-yard rusher,
right?
Yeah.
And as a texter points out, I'm tired of seeing our running backs run into the back and ass of our offensive linemen. Where's the agility and scheme in the running game? That's from Mike on the West Side. How many teams that are going to be in the playoffs have had only one game for one player rushing over 100 yards?
It's tough.
With Woody Marks in there, they are better than they are without Woody Marks.
That is true.
For where Woody Marks was drafted, Chris, he has given you more than you would have expected.
Fourth round pick, right?
But this is a problem that the Texans seemingly knew about in the offseason that they never addressed.
Yeah.
When Joe Mixon, whenever they figured out what was going on with Joe Mixon.
Still
hey,
a mystery a little bit.
You don't
bit.
Have to tell us, but have a plan for what you do when Mixon's not out there doing everything he was doing last year in spite of the offensive line in front of him. Did they really confidently believe that a group featuring Nick Chubb, Damian Pierce, Woody Marks, and others was going to be enough this year?
And mind you, an older, less vibrant Nick Chubb.
Yeah. He's not the same Nick Chubb.
He's not. I mean,
okay, but credit,
what has he had? Two, three ACLs? At least two.
He's had two major injuries over the last couple of years. One of the ACL injuries he might have suffered at Georgia. I forget off the top of my head.
I think he did have one in college, yeah.
But he's dealt with some stuff the last couple of seasons. It's great that he's in the league. I've always enjoyed him as a player, but he's not that guy anymore.
He's not the same guy.
He's not that guy anymore. And
he's not.
If you can't run the football in the playoffs, that could spell
it's going
the
to be
end
tough.
Of your season.
It's going to be tough.
I would say of all the teams in the playoffs in the AFC, and I'm looking at the Texans as if they are in the playoffs, but all the playoff possible teams in the AFC, the team that runs the football the worst is the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
Even the Colts, I know the Colts haven't been doing so hot of late, but like they got Jonathan Taylor.
They got Jonathan Taylor. They can always fall back on him when they need to. Now, whether or not Phillip Rivers is going to hold up. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's another story. Was he 46, 44?
I got my doubts, yes. Credit to him for playing.
That's a whole other story. 44, yeah. That's a whole other story. But, the running game. And I wanted to ask you that because I hear about that a lot. A lot of fans get a little irritated with the fact that Woody Marks, not that he's missed a lot of games, but he does come out of games due to injuries.
Yeah.
Pretty often, it feels like.
For sure. And they're at the point now where you can't really afford to have him off the field.
For too long.
Right.
Yeah.
Because what Jawar Jordan did was great. That's probably a one-time thing.
Yeah. Because you saw what happened this past week.
He's smaller. His size is a problem. Like I think from time to time to use him three, four touches a game or something like that, that could work.
Change of pace.
He's pretty shifty. Yeah. But you can't have an offense that's based on him as a battering ram.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah. It has to be better. They are worse with Marks off the field, though. Very clearly at this point.
Yeah.
We'll see if the offense can get it going on the running game side of things. If you got thoughts on the Texans and Chargers tomorrow, 713-572-4610, that's how you call. That's how you text. Is the running game enough for the Texans the rest of the way? Rockets, they took down the Lakers convincingly last night.
They did
to shake out of a recent slide, whatever you want to call it. I think it is a snide off the top of my head. I don't know. Chris is the writer. I'm just the idiot who blows. In this game, J.J. Redick's yelling at the Lakers afterwards, but you got what you needed offensively in this one. You saw Durant play well. You saw Şengün do what he does. Amen Thompson had a pretty efficient game shooting the ball as well, not shooting it from outside as much. But a question that you had before the show, Chris, is I think a very important one for the rest of the way. It's about what they do at this position. Tell the people. Share with the class. What is it that you're curious about the rest of the way?
So I asked you earlier, do the Rockets need to go out and get a point guard, like a more legit veteran, traditional point guard?
Right.
Maybe not traditional, but someone that can run the point who's done it before in big moments.
Someone you trust more than, at this moment in time, Amen Thompson, Reed Shepard, and some of the other guys that have been running
the
point in quotation marks.
Personally, I don't like Amen Thompson as much in that position as the point guard. I prefer, he's not a shooter, but I prefer him off the ball.
Yeah, and I think
I don't like him as that guy.
I think it's been affecting him a little bit. And look, he's in this position because the freak accident to Fred VanVleet.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do about that, right?
You got to adapt. This is their attempt at adapting.
I have a name, and it may be a long shot.
Ooh.
But it's not one of the sexiest names, but it's a good, solid player who has been in the league for probably 10 years now. Yeah, maybe a little longer than 10 years now. CJ McCollum.
Oh.
Now, he's more of a combo guard.
Podcasting CJ.
Yeah, he's more of a combo guard. You know, he plays shooting guard for the most part. But in New Orleans, he played point guard for them quite a bit. And he can run the point. He is a player. He's a very smart player, very good shooter. You would also add another shooter to this lineup. Now, the thing with him if the Rockets, let's say the Rockets were to go out and try to trade for CJ McCollum, he's a free agent at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. So you're essentially, it's a rental.
Yeah.
And he also makes $30 million this year. So you'd probably be paying half of that because the season would be halfway over if you traded by the deadline, whatever. So I don't know. What do you think of that? That's one name that I came up with.
I'd absolutely take that. He's on the Wizards. The Wizards stink.
Yeah.
He's putting up good numbers with the Wizards.
They are horrible.
On the year, he's averaging 18.6 points a game, 3.5 assists a game. He's having a pretty good year.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. What would it take? I don't know.
That's the question.
I'm sure that the Wizards would be open to taking a first-round draft pick.
Yeah.
And a first-round draft pick, listen, I get that people don't want to give up first-round draft picks for a rental, but you're at the point right now where you are loaded with young talent, the Houston Rockets.
But here's the thing. Because he's a free agent, you probably won't have to give up too much. He's going to be, in June, he can go wherever he wants to go. Now, whether or not the Rockets are going to re-sign him and keep him for another couple years, that's on them. But I think he is a player that could help kind of wrangle this offense and get them going in the right direction sometimes. Because sometimes they kind of trail off.
Yeah.
And they're not as focused offensively, it feels like. Because I think you agree, they don't really have that guy right now in Fred VanVleet or someone to back him up that can come in and get them on track and keep them on track.
I like Reed Shepard, but he's still figuring
out.
He's
very young. He's still developing.
And at times, he is a bit of a liability out there in terms of that people see him and they're just going to attack him defensively as much as they can. It's not to say he's a bad defender. It's just he's an easy target out there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Aaron Holiday or some of the other guys. Not good enough.
I don't think those guys are going to get you over the hump.
Right. I like this idea.
Just a name that I thought of.
I don't think it would take that much to go get him. And that guy's miserable. I mean, you play for the Wizards.
Yeah.
Like, the Wizards have never been good.
Wouldn't you be?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Wouldn't you be miserable right now?
They're the worst organization in terms of, like, success in the NBA, right? Like, what have they ever
done? They're one of them. I mean, they're definitely one of them.
I mean, their peak was when Paul Pierce hit that buzzer-beating three off the glass. I think that was against the Cavs, if I remember correctly.
I forgot that that Paul Pierce had a Wizards era.
No, because they had an era where they were getting to like the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah, the John Wall era.
John Wall.
Yeah, everyone was.
Or even Gilbert Arenas and those guys. Yeah. So I mean, they.
Oh no.
Been, yeah.
It's you know, the peak is the MJ retirement, second retirement.
Oh my goodness! Come on now, stop it.
He did play well for them.
He averaged 20.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
He wasn't MJ, but no, he averaged 20. Oh, for a guy that came back at 39, they hadn't played in 2 years yet. He played very well.
It would be hard to do that.
But yeah, CJ McCollum is the guy that I was thinking of.
Okay.
You know.
Someone texted in from the 713, Rajon Rondo. Nah. I love Rondo. I was always a big Rondo fan.
Is he still in the league?
I
don't think he is.
I feel like
he can't be in the league. He's been out for a year or two, it feels like.
Rajon Rondo is an American former basketball player.
Yeah, I don't think he's in the NBA anymore.
He hasn't played since 2011 to 2022.
Let me give you all a name.
Who you got?
Just name some guys right here.
Who you got? Let's go.
I think this is the guy that you should, and I mean should, and I'm surprised y'all haven't mentioned him if y'all did mention him.
Calvin Murphy?
Heck yeah.
Throwback.
No. Come on, like, I want a reunion with CP3.
Oh my God.
He is available.
Stop it.
No.
Why?
Why?
Stop it.
Why not?
Stop it.
Was he bad was he bad with the Clippers?
Stop the madness!
He's a leader.
Okay, let me tell you, I'm not a CP3 guy.
You're not?
I never have been.
Mentor Reed Shepard.
But
some people say Reed Shepard's a young Chris Paul.
I hope not. Okay. I really hope not. No one's saying that, Paul. Stop it.
Now they're saying it.
Now, if we're looking for a player to come in and actually try to help them win a championship, it's not Chris Paul at this point. Now, I admit he was a great player once. Was he? Is he 40 already? Maybe 38. He might be 38. But he's close. But Chris Paul's done. He's been done for a couple
years.
He's what?
40 years old.
He is 40. Okay, well, there you go. He's done. He's been done. Forget the stuff that happened with the Clippers. He was done when he went to the Warriors last year.
He wouldn't even go to his Halloween party with the Clippers. He held part. Apparently, that's what allegedly he held a Halloween party to try to build camaraderie and no one came.
You know why?
Why?
Nobody likes Chris Paul.
Well, listen, you want somebody you like, or you want somebody who gets it done. And I imagine.
I get it.
He feels a little humbled now. He's probably going to be a little more realistic. He doesn't have to do all that stuff. Ime Udoka is going to do all that stuff.
Yeah.
What is he? Is he someone who just
he's not
can't help himself so much that he wouldn't be? Well, listen.
He's not the answer.
10 to 15 minutes a game from Chris Paul.
He ain't the answer.
Okay.
That's just my opinion.
He's so Allen Iverson. Let's go for him. You said the answer. He ain't the answer?
He's definitely not him.
Allen Iverson. How's he doing? What's he up to? How old is he?
That dude like 50.
Probably.
Well, AI's like 50.
Well, these days, AI is the answer to everything, apparently.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Exactly 50.
But up.
June 7th, 1975. Damn, that makes me feel old. Allen Ezale Iverson.
So, what, he's 51? Or 50?
He is 50.
He's 50, okay.
He's
50
years old?
Yeah. I know he had to be up there. But no, I don't think Chris Paul is the guy. Not at all.
Okay. Someone texted in Jamal Shedd. Guys, I know we love our Cougs. I don't think Shed's giving you more than what you currently have. I like him. I don't think he's giving you more than what you
CJ McCollum is my answer.
Okay, for I like now. It.
That's a name that came. I mean, there are other guys out there like a Kyrie Irving is a guy that could possibly go get, but he's coming off an injury. Why you want to deal with that?
No. There was a podcaster, I think this was like a few months ago. We played it on in Take a Mania on Pain Pendergast. It was like, I forgot who it was, but he was like, man, trade Amen Thompson and Alperen Şengün or whoever else for Kyrie Irving.
Hey, come on, man. See, this is the kind of nonsense.
I'm pretty sure it was Rage Bay at the end of the day, but he sounded pretty.
This is the kind of nonsense I talk about, man. Like, you can't just be saying crap like that. Like, shut up.
Even if it is,
I wish you knew who said it so I could tweet him.
Even if it is trolling, like, God, come on,
man, stop. Just don't. No. Go out and get CJ McCollum. You won't have to trade any of your young players. Give them a first round pick. If you're a championship team, like you're supposed to be, you don't care about that first round pick because it's going to be 28, 29.
You got a lot of young whatever players right now. Like, you don't have enough court time for everybody.
You got pieces.
Right. You could get a guy in the first round, but what if he's like Cam Whitmore and he has an irrational confidence and feels like he needs to play all the time?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So, by the way, that's where he is, Washington.
Steve Nash?
He is in Washington, yeah. Did you say Steve Nash?
Yeah, it's just like it's a random point guard.
He might be 60.
Bob Cousy. Is he still alive?
Bob Cousy. I don't know.
Yeah, John Havlicek. How about that?
Jerry West?
No, RIP. He's out.
Yes.
Can't bring him in. Chris Partee, I'm Paul Gallant. Colin Neal behind the glass in for it. Figgy Fig.
Jason Terry.
Random guys. What old point guard? What
makes it
it's better at this moment in time? Texans are playing the Chargers. It's weird. Houston versus LA kind of week with the Rockets blowing out the Lakers
last
night. If you got some hate for LA, have at it. Up next, Paulie G's mixtape in that. Oh, no. They found another one.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm talking about if you've been paying attention to the news enough. Here in H-Town. Don't laugh! This is a concern! It's something to be freaked out about! And on top of that, the most bizarre press conference that you have seen in recent sports history. Stick around in the loop with Paul and Chris, Sports Radio 610.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
No Figgy Fig. Colin Neal sitting in for him. And now he's going to do the mixtape. I'm kidding. I got it this time. Paul Gallant. Chris Partee in for I had you paranoid for a second.
Yeah, you got a little nervous, a little worried.
Your call's been here since the crack of dawn.
We can't do them like that.
We are sitting in for Reggie and John on this Friday Football Friday. You want to weigh in on Texans Chargers? You know how to do it. We want some hate for the city of which is pretty easy to give.
Hey.
I hated seeing this headline over the last 24 hours.
Not a good one.
A dive team was at Memorial after another body was reportedly found in Buffalo Bayou. Mm. 34 bodies found in Houston area bayous this year. Last year, there were 35. 12 were found in Buffalo Bayou, a record high in this last decade. Our T's and P's to the person departed. People constantly getting paranoid about this. I'm just saying they keep on finding people in bayous, but I will say, not to be the mayor of Amity and Jaws, but it's one less person found in a bayou thus far this year, so that's a progress.
Got a week to go.
Is it 35 to 34?
Is it you, Paul?
What are you talking about? Are you accusing me of being a serial killer on terrestrial radio?
Allegedly.
You son of a bitch. How dare you? How dare you? I actually am more concerned about something else than I'm concerned about all the bodies being found here. Paul, that's exactly what you would say if you're the Buffalo Bayou Butcher or whatever the hell. No.
He even has a name for it already.
There was something that happened a couple of months ago, and it's just a horrifying story. Like, there was a body found that was on fire under an overpass here in Houston.
Well, damn.
There's like no follow-up on it at all. I'm more concerned about that story, whatever happened there, than about the bodies in the bayou.
They're keeping us in the dark.
Of course.
They are keeping us in the dark.
Nothing to see here. But
you know what it is? They don't want public just outrage, or not outrage, but just public chaos.
Right,
people
exactly.
being worried about a potential serial killer running and
right.
roaming the streets.
Right, they keep on saying there's no serial killer, and every single time they say
but it
no
feels like there's
killer.
A serial killer.
Right, and when you say there's no serial killer, I'm like, well, that's what you want us to
exactly.
think.
Exactly.
Because you want us to not, as Chris said, panic.
You don't want that's the word I was looking for.
Panic. I'm not trying to say there is one out there. I'm just saying lots of bodies are being found in the bayou. It's been getting a lot of media attention, and I think the story that should be getting attention is whatever the hell happened to that poor guy who got
set on fire
and hung under an overpass. Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, man.
Exactly.
It's wild. It's,
what?
There's been no follow up on that story whatsoever. I can't believe there hasn't been. It's awful. I feel horrible for the person who died there.
Wait,
I
mean, when did this happen?
This was two
this
months
was
ago.
This was recently.
I did not know.
Oh
that.
Yeah. No one knows about.
There's
it.
There's a reason
I'm
you
like,
didn't
one
hear
of the
about
few
it.
That's bringing it up.
Yeah. Reason you didn't hear about it. I didn't want you to hear about it.
But yeah, they found another one in the bayou, man.
Damn.
More from Paulie G. His mixtape. So we had a very strange event take place today. For those who have been paying attention to the NFL over the last couple of days, DK Metcalf, in a Steelers-Lions game last weekend, punched a Lions fan.
All right, you can.
In the face. Pulled his butt down by his hair, fist up. He got suspended for 2 games. We have a bunch of different accounts about what actually went down in that moment. Chad Ochocinco on the Nightcap with Shannon Sharp claimed that something racially charged was said towards DK. Video that has been shown of this fan interacting with DK seems to have him saying DeKalen, which is his government name, DK.
And it's important to say that the fan denies saying anything.
Correct.
And from the start, they denied. And that doesn't mean it didn't happen, but he denied it.
He denied saying anything, and we'll get to what he had to say at the most ridiculous thing you'll see in a while. God. But just to continue to reset what went down, this fan also was caught on video saying that essentially he was trying to get this kind of reaction out of DK Metcalf. Right.
He's trolling.
Today, he held a press conference.
Hey, this guy, he's enjoying his 15 minutes, man.
He was wearing a suit, and he's also wearing a backwards Lions hat as he did this press conference. And he had this to say. He has a request of DK Metcalf at this press conference.
It is really hard to get me upset, but there's two things, animal abuse, racism. Like, I get hot right away. Like, I can feel it in my face. It gets all warm. So I guess I want to be crystal clear about one thing. I didn't use any racial slurs, no hate speech. I mean, none of that stuff at the game. Actually, never. 15 years season ticket holder for the Lions. I've never done that at all. So, DeKalen, if you're watching this, man, just, if you could just say that, please. Like, my family's getting threats and stuff, and it's not cool. So, whether you said that or not, I'm sure you didn't want that to happen to the family. Even if you did, like, I forgive you, man. Yeah, that's all I got.
That's all you got.
He should have.
That's all you need.
He should have written out his statement. That was awful. That was a terrible statement.
But you know what? It was from the heart. It was from the heart. Am I saying it's... Was that?
It's all over the place.
Listen, it was all over the
you're
place.
You're calling a press conference the day after Christmas. clearly trying to troll him.
Again.
You're wearing a backwards hat while you're wearing a suit. You're clearly one of these people that needs attention. And then you get all the attention on you and you're stuttering Stanley up there.
But isn't that usually what happens?
Yeah, but
then they get the attention.
But write out a statement, and he used this as an opportunity to further troll DeKalen. Because apparently that's what he was doing to get under DK's skin, calling him DeKalen. There was a confrontation between him and DK Metcalf from a Seahawks-Lions game, at least that's been reported.
Yeah, from years ago.
The fact that this guy put on a press conference, and he's wearing a suit and a backwards hat, and then he's out there, and that's all he had to say. Dude, you held a press conference. There also were apparently audio issues in this press conference, so we were not able to get everything that he was saying in said press conference.
How does a guy like this get a press conference?
I don't know.
It's 2025, almost 2026.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? I got to give him credit, man. He's going all the way with it. He is going to soak up every single solitary second of this 15 minutes of fame. We talked about it during the break. He's going to end up with a podcast, or you said a reality show.
Yeah.
He's going.
No, come on.
Of course he will.
It happens. It happens all the time.
But this guy, I mean, in my opinion, this guy's clearly like.
He's trolling.
No.
We get it.
He said DeKalen in the press conference.
He's trolling.
Like,
yeah, we get it.
It's a low bar for fame these days.
Or he's going to get.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point.
Paul, I've said this for years now. The bar for famous is very low. Or celebrity, or to be considered one, it's pretty much at the ground now.
The Costco guys happens. Boom! I'm going to give it 5 big booms. Boom! 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 Just complete brain rot, low caliber content, and these diseases.
Welcome to the
United States of America. You know, what's that kid's name? I've never hated a 14-year-old more.
Big Justice.
Big Justice. That's your name? That's your name? I hate you. And they're like using the Rizzler, to get more clout. No, the Costco. I ironically enjoyed the Costco people for a while, and then after a while, I was like, "Wait a second! I'm a star, and these people, this bottom of the barrel BS is at the top.
That's what it is.
These guys are doing a podcast. These clout chasers. I'm a clout chaser. What's wrong with me?
Right." Pick Paul.
Do I need to go to Costco and start eating glizzies and be like, whoop, boo!
Eating
boo,
glizzies.
Boo! I bring the boo!
You might need to do that, Paul.
Yeah, I guess so.
You might need to do that.
He's very passionate about this.
Yeah. About the glizzies. Yeah, I know.
$1.50. They'll never change that.
Surprisingly, Costco has good food. Their pizza is good, too.
Yeah.
Their pizza is good. Usually, whatever Costco you go to, the pizza's pretty good. The hot dogs are massive.
Mm-hmm. They used to have brisket sandwiches at the Costco that's right across the street from us.
You know what else they have?
They stopped making them. It bums me out.
Oh, really? You know what else they really have, good. Though, at most of the Costco's? Churros, like giant churros.
Yeah,
churros.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Costco.
They're so good.
Costco's worth it. I literally got a Costco membership just so I could get
just for the food.
12 chicken breasts for $25.
Wow.
Yeah.
What? Wait. Hold on. You said chicken breasts?
Yeah.
Not wings.
12 chicken breasts for $25.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, it's great. It's a
goodness gracious. I didn't know that.
I eat healthy. I get that's
I didn't know that.
You probably shouldn't say that on the air because that'll give out your secret.
No, whatever. Everyone should get it. It's worth it. $60 per year. What are you guys doing?
Man.
Plug a lot here for big food for Costco. Better than the Costco guys.
Right? Plugging them.
Pauly G in for Figgy Figs mixtape continues. I want to bring this word back.
Uh-oh, what is it?
It was a word I heard in an old movie last night.
Uh-oh.
Exactly.
No, not one of those. Stop.
Exactly.
Stop, you people.
Colin, we're on the same wavelength. Uh-oh. What's he going to say?
No. Listen, this is not what...
Get the dumb button ready.
...what some people believe that Lions fans said about DK Metcalf. No, we need to bring back the word dog face.
Dog face.
Dog face as an insult. You're dog faced. The Texans offense, dog faced out there against the... Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday. The Texans run defense, dog-faced. Well, I say that because I was watching White Christmas with the strong, powerful, independent woman, the girlfriend. And there's this character in the movie White Christmas who just gets ridiculed throughout as being dog-faced.
Oh, God.
He just happens to have freckles on his face. Like, it's honestly, they're just being really dog mean face. To this one guy. Like, oh, he's dog-faced, this one.
Don't
he's,
have freckles.
He's... I'm Irish. I got a bunch.
Don't have freckles.
But, I like that as a way to call someone ugly. This person's dog-faced. We need to bring it back. Shout out to White Christmas.
You want to bring it back.
I want to bring back the word dog-faced. Yeah. Texans offense is dog-faced.
That's just mean-hearted, mean-spirited.
Well, I am who I am.
But they have been, though.
The
offense is definitely dog-faced.
Paul was like, do you know who you're talking to?
Yeah,
right?
It's a good word. It's a good word. Let's bring it back. Let's bring back dog-faced as an insult. Also, I found myself getting irrationally upset watching the White Christmas movie, having watched the White Christmas musical as part of Tuts, Theater Under the Stars.
Yeah.
And it was a great production. I really enjoyed it. But then I watched the movie and I was like, damn, the movie's so much better.
It's not the same.
And it wasn't the same. And they like made random changes to the play version. And I was like, why did you make these changes? And I was like getting my girlfriend was bringing all these things up. And I'm like, yeah, I'm as mad as you are about this.
So she was really upset about it, huh?
No, she was just a little annoyed. Okay. I was like, I'm also equally annoyed about this, and I'm going to use this for content tomorrow.
There we go.
I'm going to use it for content. So there you go, guys. That is Pauly G's mixtape. Let's bring back dog face. Okay?
Dog face.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
It's on you, man.
Yeah, the Raiders this season, dog faced. All the third string quarterbacks we saw yesterday on Christmas, dog faced.
Hashtag dog face.
J.J. Redick thinks the Lakers are dog faced.
Dog face.
Let's bring it back, okay? He is Chris Partee. I'm Paul Gallant. We got Colin Neal in for Figgy Fig behind the glass. One last segment to go. Some final thoughts before Texans and Chargers tomorrow on a Football Friday. Got to get down on Friday here in the Loop Sports Radio 6.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system, It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Here's C.J. Stroud at the 47-yard line of Houston, ready to take a knee. He does. It's over. The Texans blow out the Chargers on Wild Card Weekend, 32-12, and they move on to the divisional round.
Can the Texans do it again tomorrow at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles? Paul Gallant and Chris Partee, and for John Lopez and Reggie Adetula, here on Sports Radio 610, you've got Colin Neal behind the glass in for Figgy Fig. Texans 1.5 point favorite. Excuse me. They opened as 1.5 point favorites against the Chargers. This line has flipped, though, at least per DraftKings, ESPN, whatever the blah, 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 whatever the book. Well, the Chargers are 1.5 point favorites in a game with an over-under of 39.5. So they're not expecting a lot of points in this game.
Defenses.
Not a lot of offensive line. The news yesterday as far as the Texans offensive line was that, one, Trent Brown, their right tackle, out.
Finished for now.
Left tackle Ariante Ursary, meanwhile, questionable with a, what was it? Thumb injury. He had surgery on a broken thumb.
He has metal in his hand now.
The fact he's questionable is insane. Right?
Man's tough.
He's got a bionic hand.
Mm-hmm.
I am Iron Man.
We will see if he does play in this game. Whatever the case, with Brown out, that means that there will likely be some shifting on the Texans' offensive line. Does that mean Titus Howard moves back to right tackle? Does that mean Blake Fisher has a chance to start at tackle? Is it Jarrett Kingston, who is also on this team as a tackle? this could be one of those games where it's really difficult to protect C.J. Stroud. The Chargers already have offensive line issues of their own.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if there's any real prediction I can make for tomorrow's game is that I do agree with the over-under. I don't think it's going to be a very high-scoring game, Chris.
Low-scoring, yeah.
I want to see the offense take a step forward, but how much of a step forward can you take when you've got the limitations you've got on the offensive line and your running game has just been struggling for all of this season? Ain't going to be easy against L.A. on the road.
No, I think initially the other day I said when I was on with Sean Bajani on Area 45, we had John McClain on Wednesday or whatever night, Tuesday night, whatever it was.
Running game's terrible.
Yeah.
It's pathetic.
And I think I predicted 26-21 Texans. But, you know, the closer we get to it and just knowing all the – already knowing the issues with the offense and the offensive line, and I'm like now hearing the over-under, I'm like, I'm going to have to rethink that. That 26-21, that 26 sounds kind of high as far as points for the Texans and kind of high in the first place, honestly. But, right. You know.
Yeah. This is going to be tough for them. This is also, though, a game that I think that the Texans can prove that defensively they have no weaknesses. There is no quarterback that can single-handedly take them down. And, of course, the Texans do have some issues. I would say the run defense coming out of Sunday's game against the Raiders, that's something to, at the very least, keep an eye on, especially with some of the injuries at linebacker. They just put Jake Hansen on injured reserve.
Yeah.
So not a lot of depth there, especially if Azeez Al-Shaair goes down again. But I feel great about this defense. It's all about the offense.
Everybody does.
And I feel like we're just asking this every single week, is the offense going to get it together this week? And you generally lean towards no.
Is there ever going to be a week this season where we don't have to ask about the offense?
I was hoping.
That's the question.
I was hoping, Chris, coming out of the Chargers win with the way that they, Cardinals win.
Yeah, okay.
I thought that going into the Raiders game, oh, yeah, they're going to look good again.
But another 40 spot.
Right, but then when they play a real team, okay, how do we look at them? But it took them a while to get going. They did get going in the fourth quarter for what it's worth. CJ Stroud did seem to shake off the cobwebs.
They
in the
do
fourth
that sometimes.
Quarter of that game. But they also got a lot of help from pass interference calls that I thought were dubious at best. And I think that their inability to run the football against a team like the Raiders is very concerning, big picture wise.
It is concerning.
It's a dog faced running game of theirs.
Especially when you look at the pieces they have in the backfield. Yes. You got Woody Marks, who's been great, but he gets dinged up.
He gets
banged up a little bit there.
He's been solid.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go great.
Okay, yeah.
But I get what you're saying.
True, very true. Yeah, he's been good.
For what you're expecting out of a fourth-round pick, like I think he's giving you enough.
Yeah, he's been pretty good. But then, you know, you got him, got Nick Chubb, who is not the old Nick Chubb like we talked about, mm-hmm. right? And then, is it Jawar Jordan now?
Jawar Jordan is the other guy that's in there.
And I mean, he had that one game, the first game, 101 yards, I believe it was.
Right, but that's not happening again.
That seems like the anomaly after last week.
Sure.
I think he had 50 yards last week, if that.
Big slate of NFL games. The other game to keep an eye on, that's going to be on Sunday, as we are on a Friday, Football Friday. The Jacksonville Jaguars on the road in Indianapolis, 5.5-point favorites against Phillip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts. If the Colts win and the Texans lose, the Colts will still be alive. But a Texans win or a Colts loss on Sunday, Texans are the 7th AFC playoff berth.
Are the Texans the only team that could conceivably beat the Jaguars right now? Because the Jaguars seem pretty hot.
Jaguars,
like, they are rolling.
I mean, they're Galveston hot.
I'm being serious here. Like, they are rolling.
They've won 6 in a row, and ever since they blew that 19.4 quarter lead against the Texans, they kicked the Chargers' ass.
Yeah.
35-6. And then they also beat some bums, the Cardinals, the Titans, the Colts, the Jets and the Broncos. The Colts game was, of course, the game where Daniel Jones suffered the season-ending injury.
I mean, you can only play who's in front of you.
The victory over the Broncos, an impressive one.
Yeah.
The victory
that was big to me.
Chargers, also impressive. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Those are big wins, man.
No, they're playing great.
Yeah.
They really are. You got to give them a lot of credit, and I have a hard time seeing them blowing it against the Colts, given that they know what's at stake. They want to win the AFC South.
You don't think we have that one big game out of Phillip Rivers? That one big where he throws for like 350 and 4 touchdowns. You don't think we get one of those?
Those are the days of the old.
I know, but I'm saying, you don't think he has one left?
The fact that he's thrown any touchdown passes to this point.
It is amazing.
It's wild. I mean, look, it wasn't his fault that the Colts lost this past game on Monday against
the Niners.
The Niners, right.
Well, the Niners are just a better team.
Let's
just be honest. They're a better team.
And the Colts defense kind of stinks, but it wasn't the Colts offense fault. I mean, Phillip Rivers made things happen. The problem was early on in this game, the Colts, after scoring an opening drive touchdown, they fumbled a kickoff and they were in a 10-point
and that
hole,
was it.
The rest
and that was
the
it. Yeah, they were just behind the eight ball.
Yeah,
for the rest of the way.
Wasn't Phillip's fault?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Old man Rivers.
It was not. Mm-hmm. He's played well. He has
sure.
played. I think he's played a lot better than most people expected.
Yeah, I thought that he wouldn't be able to throw past 8 yards. And in the first game, that's exactly how he looked.
Yeah.
But against the 49ers on Monday, he shook off the sore body.
On some of his throws, you can tell the arm isn't what it used to be.
Oh, yeah.
But what do you expect after not playing 5 years and you're 44 now? So, like, I'm not going to downgrade him for that. He's played well. But I think it's going to be a tall order for him to go out there and beat the Jaguars.
Yeah, I don't
think
it's going
to be a tall order.
I do not see it happening. I wish it would. If it does happen, I mean, things
it's
get
good for the Texans if it happens.
Because if the Texans win, I mean, that's also going to determine maybe how hard Indianapolis plays, because this game's on a Saturday while the Jaguars and Colts game is on a Sunday.
Yep.
The other intriguing games from the weekend, I am curious to see what happens in the AFC North. Did anyone see the article in the Baltimore Sun that came out about Lamar Jackson? Where
he's
they
back.
Are, bro, some of the things that are being said about Lamar Jackson, look, it's the Baltimore Sun. People, there's another newspaper in Baltimore that people take a little bit more seriously. But here is a little snippet from this article about Lamar Jackson, which seems to be one of those things that is getting leaked entirely so it is more sellable to the fan base that this is why they moved on. But this quote, "The breakdown of an NFL player's body," from the Baltimore Sun piece, "is natural, but Lamar Jackson could help himself. He doesn't need to be up late at night playing video games or falling asleep in team meetings.
Uh-oh.
He needs to train more around the castle," I guess that's where the Ravens play, "instead of only attending mandatory minicamps where he disappears after one day." I mean, there was a drive-by hit piece in the Baltimore Sun about Lamar Jackson.
Definitely
hit. Why is that out there? Other than they're trying to figure out how to part ways.
You don't think the team leaked any of
that? Definitely leaked it.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if it's like John Harbaugh's camp who's leaking it to try to save Harbaugh's job here. But, I mean, if I'm picking between Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson, I'm sorry. I'm picking Lamar Jackson every single time.
Well, in this instance, the young two-time MVP quarterback is usually going to win. Because Harbaugh's been there since, what, 08?
Mm-hmm.
It may just be time for a new voice.
I think it's time for a new voice.
You can say the same for the Steelers.
Yep.
Even though they're probably going to make the playoffs, or I think they're already in, but...
Well, they've won 3 in a row, and they still have not technically clinched the AFC North, but...
But they probably will this weekend. They will this weekend.
So, for the games this weekend, the Steelers, they're taking on the Cleveland Browns on the road. We'll see if Myles Garrett is able to break the NFL's sack record. Meanwhile, the Ravens, with this hit piece done now on Lamar Jackson, they play the Packers, the nightcap of the Saturday NFL action.
Yeah.
And we'll see who's under center for Green Bay in that game. So I guess
Baltimore's, because Jordan Love
is
dealing with concussion protocol.
And Malik Willis is also banged up.
That's right, he sure is.
And he hasn't looked that
bad. Who is their third-string quarterback?
Good question. We're going to see another third-string quarterback this weekend, I suppose. Time
it's like an epidemic.
We'll tell, yes.
The third-string quarterbacks.
Third-string quarterbacks.
It's ridiculous.
Man, too many. Too many third-string quarterbacks for my liking. Texans, Chargers tomorrow. The Chargers now 1.5-point favorites. We will see what happens. He is Chris Partee. I am Paul Gallant. And joining us right now from the Twin Peaks on Kirby, The Drive, we've got a Clint Sterner, and we've got a Sean Bajani
subbing
for Ron. What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Hey, hello. Look out. Now, how we doing, fellas? How we doing?
Merry Christmas.
We hanging in here, hanging around.
Merry Christmas, fellas.
Well, look, we want to invite everybody out here, you guys included. We want to invite everybody out here. We're at Twin Peaks, 59 and Kirby. Come on down and hang out, man. There's plenty of seats. And as I always tell folks, there's not a better view in the building. There's also a bunch of TVs in
here. That's what I hear.
there's also a bunch of TVs in here where you can catch the bowl game. There's a little bit of a glare. Which one is that right there?
Northwestern Central Michigan, the Game Above Sports Bowl.
There you go. I like it. So, yeah, man, come on through. Day after Christmas, man, a lot of folks are off. Get out and about around the city and come hang out with us. 59 and Kirby, Twin Peaks location. If you can't get to this lodge, y'all, there's 5 of them around the city. You're probably right around the corner from one, so slide on in, man.
What view are you referring to, by the way?
The TV, man. I can see that bowl game. Right
hey, Sean, I was going to ask, like, what is the view like over there?
I'm looking straight out this window, and before I'm looking at a very large white box Snap-on truck.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what you're looking at. Sure.
I see Twin Peaks.
Okay.
Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks, yeah. Eats, drinks, and scenic views.
We're not mad at that.
Come on. What's going on? I got one bone to pick with you boys. I heard your Rockets point guard. I believe it was a guard conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was leaning in, man. I think it was Chris. I got one pushback. The nobody likes Chris Paul thing is real. Is very real. but I think it's soft individuals don't like Chris Paul.
Soft. You might be right about that, but there's a lot of NBA guys that don't mess with Chris Paul. Let's just be honest.
I agree. I think there's a lot of people in general, whether you talk about NBA, NFL, baseball, Twin Peaks, hell, I think there's a lot of people in general that just don't like being checked. They don't like being held accountable. I'm one of those individuals. I don't know if you're not, I'm not saying I'm Chris Paul, but I'm one of those individuals like, I'm not real pleasant to be around when things ain't going right.
No, you know what I mean? Like, AKA, you're an a-hole.
Yeah. No problem with that. But, I mean, I can't just keep on showing up and just doing the same old, and losing and getting my ass kicked and it not working and not go, hey, man, somebody, we got to change something around this joint.
So, I get that.
I don't disagree with your point. I understand a lot of people dislike Chris Paul, but I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing all of the time. Now, I don't know about bucking your coach now. I don't know about telling your coach that we're going to change this scheme right here in the middle of things. I don't know if that's a good idea.
He oversteps.
Try that with Ime Udoka, though. He ain't going to be doing that.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
He ain't going to do that here.
That was kind of my point of like I just don't let the a-hole scare you off. Now, if you dislike Chris, I'm fine with it. Hell, I'm a fan. I don't know that I want him back here, but I'm a fan. But yeah. Don't let that a-hole scare you off. Now, typically, that's a winning way of doing things.
If there is a place that he fits, and the crosstalk brought to you by DNM Auto Leasing, it does seem like with Ime Udoka, it would be a good fit.
But my thing was, is he the answer here to get this team over the hump to get to a title potential?
Well, I don't know if he's the answer, boys. I don't know if he's the answer, but let's be honest with you. Right now, it ain't like you sitting there picking the best of the litter.
Right. And I would say at this point, too, like, what's the harm? Like, why not? Why not have a conversation at the very least with him, Pick up the phone, give him a call, and say, like, hey, can you stop being what you can be at times?
But can he, though? I don't think he can.
Probably not at this point. But I don't blame him for being like that with the way things are going with the Clippers, I'd be pissed off.
Well, the Clippers suck.
Yeah.
They're not good.
And he's got high standards, and it's not being met up there. That's for sure.
Chris is always the one that asks the question, but can he, though? And it's like, you're at a point in your franchise with the Rockets where you've brought a Hall of Famer in Kevin Durant. You've got the young talent assembled around them, mm-hmm. and you kind of know who they are or who they can be. Like, you've put yourself in the position to where you can afford to figure out the answer to that question for yourself. Chris Paul's cheap. He'll never be cheaper in his life. $3.5 million, whatever's left on that deal.
That's the truth.
And those personalities, if there was ever a question of them meshing, instead of not matching, it's now with Ime Udoka, who's very much like, you know what? I'm coaching a bunch of a-holes that have lost 5 out of the last 7. We're playing on Christmas Day. Your ass better go out there and get you a dub in L.A.
Well,
and they did.
For me, guys, it's less – like, I haven't even entertained the Chris Paul scenario, even though we probably should since he's available. But, I do think the Rockets – just a bigger conversation, right, for the Rockets is, are they in a spot a lot like the Texans were to take a risk on a Chauncey – like a C.J. Gardner-Johnson – And after a couple of weeks, hey, this ain't it, man. Get his ass up out of here. It may cost you a little money. Are they a team that can afford in an effort to get better and give yourself a better chance, maybe take a little bit of a risk and see what kind of fit it is? Whether it's Chris Paul or not is irrelevant to me, but just is there a need to bring somebody in? And if so, is this team at a place where they can – that risk is worth the reward potential? I think that's a bigger picture, but don't let that a-hole scare you away now. Let the a-holes make you better a lot of the time.
They can. I'm
fixing to make this young fella over here a little better today. I'm going to be an a-hole for the next 4 hours.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Well, it is a Football Friday. Join Clint and Sean out at Twin Peaks. He is Chris Partee. I am merely Paul Gallant. So long. Farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful week.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.